When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all hear the bubbles?
Uh-huh.
Y'all know what it is. I wasn't even going to bring the bubbles out today, but then it just made sense. You know what I'm saying? It's a Rap Names podcast. Me, boy Jerv, my man Mari.
Yes, sir.
Mari, what up?
I just got to... Listen, y'all hear the voice. I had to explain why the bubbles came out
today. Yeah, and here's the thing. You hear the voice. You hear the voice, and, you know... Like the real no, you know what I mean? This somebody who, you know, I've been calling one of my friends for a long time. As a privilege and an honor, you know what I'm saying? It's somebody who, you know,
it's all love, like on both sides. Like,
For sure, man. This is none other than Poobs Light Up from B Block, man. You know what I'm saying? Poobs, what's going on, man? Glad you could join us, bro. Appreciate you for joining us, man.
I've been looking forward. Soon as I saw y'all announce that y'all was doing it, I was like, oh, I'm on it.
That's facts.
Let me know when y'all need me, I'm on it.
That's facts, man. Poobs definitely was somebody who day one supporter. Like I said, somebody who we just been, you know, been in contact for a long time, been friends, and it's really been a surreal thing to me because it's like me coming up listening to Kiss and, you know, just the whole D-Block thing, and it's just like you hear somebody's name for so long and it's like they become a part of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in my hood know who you is. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody. And it's like, so for me to just know you and be like, yo, nah, that's my man. They're like, word? Like, nah, that's, you know, it's crazy how, you know, we connect the dots like this, man.
Yeah, because I blow your shit. Because, I'm a fan. Like, I'm a fan of you. Like,
yeah.
Real talk. Like, you and Black Trey, like, because, I've been listening to y'all since y'all was on the ESPN.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep.
And y'all used to always bring my shit back with like the golden
golden do-rag and all that. Yeah,
all of that. Like, just listening like to y'all conversate with each other, me listening was like, oh, these is my niggas.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. That's facts, man. That's facts.
I fuck with them, y'all made me like the pod and all of that even more because I was like, they bringing real people on, like, you
absolutely
know,
bro,
like they really know what it is. Like, it ain't somebody, everything y'all saying, I don't think nobody's feeding y'all a sheet and y'all like reading off enough. This is
absolutely genuine. It's just genuine, and you know, and that's the reason why
all natural.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why this works right here, you know, with Jerv and I started with Rap Names podcast. It's just authentic. Like, even if this wasn't a podcast, Jerv is my homie, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. We would just have a conversation out the week, just, hey, yo, what up, bro? Like, what's going on? And we had just tapping. We had probably had these same conversations, just, you know what I mean, regardless if it's a podcast or not. So that's why it worked.
It would just be all text messages and poop. Anybody knows me, bro. Like, I don't answer the phone for shit. Like, I'm quick to text you back and be like, yo, what up? Like,
what up? Yeah, yeah.
hey, Jerv, you're one of my, like, my dad role models. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like dad, like a dad that I would like to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit you be doing is dope.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. And I'll tell anybody, man, being a dad, I mean, it changed my life, like, completely, bro. Like, my man, it's funny you said that, too. My man hit me up 2 days ago, actually yesterday. Well, shit, who knows by the time this joint comes. But when my daughter's birthday, right? Mm-hmm. Hit me up on my daughter's birthday. He was like, yo, you killing this shit, yo. Can you give me some advice? I said, it's literally all trial and error, fam. Like, it's trial and error. You try something, you get it, she might, he or she might give you a dub, might not respond to the shit.
Yeah.
You try something else, they fuck with that shit. And then my only thing is, I say, once you find out what they fuck with, just keep going with that
shit,
bro.
Like, yeah.
Just keep going with that shit until they don't fuck with it anymore. And then
absolutely.
You just figure something out. Like, you know what I mean?
But so, that, like, the fun and joy that y'all be having together comes across, like, so great. Like, that shit is dope.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, Poops, I got to ask you, bro. I know we about to get, but I got to ask. That's definitely not paper. So what's that, a blunt or that's a swisher?
It's a backwood.
Backwood, okay.
Backwood,
what's in the,
all
right. What's in the backwood?
What is this right here? This is some,
Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, I think this is Gorilla Glue for well, actually, that's what this says, but it's actually Animal Cookies.
Okay, yeah, I just had Animal Cookies. I'm on this, I'm on Purple Runts right now.
Oh, Purple Runts, yeah.
Runts
is like running the world right now.
Yes, sir. Different flavors and colors.
Yeah, it definitely is. All different flavors, colors, names, everything. Any type of runs. That's facts. But you know, this is the part of the show. You know, we kick this off like this every single week. It's the current music rotation. You know, we just want to tap into whatever you're listening to, whatever you want to recommend. Whether it's a playlist you got or just, you know, some you haven't got around to yet and that you're planning on getting to, just whatever. I'll kick it off. I'm listening to 42 Doug album, Freedom Boys. That album is crazy. You know, shout out to the city, man. You know, the city wins again. I love seeing artists from back home drop. It just makes me always, you know, so proud, super proud of the city. Icewear Vezo drop, Rich Off Pints. I've been listening to that. I'm still on that J. Cole album. I'm still on Cole album, Tough.
J. Cole album.
Yeah, that album is crazy. Banks is dropping next. By the time you guys hear this, we'll have been off for a week, so that, you know, we just enjoying this holiday weekend. Hope you guys, you know, have fun as well. By the time this comes back, Banks will be out already, and you can expect a review, you know, from that joint. And I've been listening to that joint with him and Ransom called Gluttony.
Yeah,
that shit is fire.
That's my guy, Ransom.
Man. Shout out to Ransom, man. He one of the most underrated. Like,
I'm so happy that both Ransom and Banks decided to come back in. Because both of them was like, "Yo, I need a break," and like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, quote unquote retired. But
yeah, this is the perfect era for them right now. Where it's the era of the, you know, can you rap?
Yeah.
You know, can you rap? Are you going to rap? You know what I'm saying? So what y'all listening to right now? What you listening to, Jer?
So for me, you know me, I'm heavy. I'm waiting on this motherfucking Push album, bro. So I've been just fucking with Push's catalog lately. It's funny because I saw that tweet that went around with the 2010s Mount Rushmore, and Brian said, Brian said Future should be on, you know, and no disrespect. I fuck with Future. You know what I'm saying? I think his joint was Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. And off top, I was just like, Push. Like, why wouldn't it be Push, right? Like, why wouldn't it be Push? You know what I'm saying? And then I got mad though, because I saw the options afterwards. And again, it ain't no disrespect to anybody. I'm legit a Push fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? From
back in the day, yeah.
From back in the day,
yep.
You know what I mean? All that shit. So, like, but, like, I think the options was Ye, Wayne.
Nicki Minaj was up there,
Future,
too.
Future and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And legit everybody up there has a
case, argument
for why they should be up there. But I just think, like, man, I just really think Push catalog is just, like, super duper, not disrespected, because it's not, if you talk to people that actually talk about that know his shit. It's just something about his catalog. He's not the person that comes to your mind until somebody bring him up, and then you just like,
and you're like, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Or like, or like Rick Ross too. Like, I think, I mean, I don't really know where everybody dropped in the 2010s.
Man,
I just know that
Ross is up there.
Heavy Ross, heavy Push.
Yeah.
I ain't really listened too much Wayne during the 2010s. That I can, you know what, I'm tripping. 2010s includes 2010, 11, 12. So yeah, I was in some way. I keep thinking about the back end. I still say it's Push though. But yeah, man, my rotation has been Push.
Push, yeah.
I've been heavy into the Cole album still.
Mm-hmm.
I promised I was gonna get a few more spins.
Yeah.
And then based off our conversation we had last week, bro, heavy into. I got into my my freeway bag a little bit.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Philadelphia Freeway album is still, that's one of my favorite albums.
That, yeah, it's up, like, it's ever, up there. Ever,
I mean, that was my college fucking life.
Yeah.
I just heard some new shit with Freeway and my nephew out in Philly, D Jones.
Okay. Shout out to D Jones.
Yeah, Jonesy and Freeway got a joint that he played me in the studio the other day. That was crazy.
Okay. What you?
You know what's love though, Poobs? I don't mean to cut you off, Mark.
Like, no, you good.
That era, right? Beans was considered like the man of Philly, like the king of Philly, or whatever the case may be. And then, you know, whatever happens. But it was dope. It's dope this second act, watching everybody that comes to Philly, all the youngins, anybody that comes on tour, like anybody that I see come, they always bring Free out and show Free love. So, yeah. You know, shout out to Free, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Super duper underrated dude, but I'm loving the fact that he getting his flowers and shit, too.
Yeah. Definitely. My playlist might blow y'all shit. I ain't even gonna lie. Cause I I've been listening, cause you know what I'm saying, to I don't know why she don't get the love that I feel she deserves. Cause to me, she's probably the best R&B singer in the world right now. Nobody's showing Jasmine Sullivan album love, and Jasmine Sullivan got an amazing album. You know?
She's incredible, man. She really is.
And I have not listened to her album yet, and I'm literally putting that shit in my queue right now, bro.
Like, not only is her voice amazing, the shit that she's saying,
yeah,
is bar for bar with pretty much almost anybody right now. Like, she's really saying some like real dope shit, and like really like expressing herself amazingly. So
the song she got with her is crazy.
Like, the joint she got with her is crazy. Like, you can't play that, yo. That's just like if you was in high school, like when back in like high school days, that was like, oh, just turn the lights off. Like, come in the room. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the mom ain't home. Come in the room. Turn that on. Lights off. Let's go with them.
Uh-huh.
Hey, shout out to them high school days, man.
Man, listen.
Hey, bro, you Poobs. Hey, there was nothing like, it'd be three of y'all walk in. It's three people y'all called over. Uh-huh. Niggas literally just walk downstairs, and it ain't no nothing. It's just turn the lights off, and then the music is playing. And motherfuckers is just in one. You know, everybody's in the corner and everybody's comfortable. Like,
you know, it used to be, you know, it used to be ill for me. I'm gonna tell you the illest shit of my life was walking home with my girl, right? This is like the first time my girl came to my crib in high school. So I picked the corner, and in my head, I'm like, man, I hope the homies is out here. Cause she was fire. Like, she's fire. So my brother, not only is my homies out there, my brother's out there, like three of the homies, they're on the porch. I was in my head, I'm keeping it together, like my poise, I'm good. But in my head, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Like, oh, my G, yeah. G, when you show up, when you know you got a certain, this, no disrespect, I'm a girl dad, but
right,
you
right.
Show yeah. up, when you show up and you know you, it's like, oh my God.
I'm you not, got one of them ones with
I'm
you.
I'm not trying to be, yeah, because I'm saying you saved me because I was about to do a
yeah, no, I know, I got you.
I was about to do a real comparison.
I got you, yeah, yeah. One of them ones, yeah.
One of them ones with you, bro, and you know. My G, you just walk in that bitch, and you and like literally, you walk and you just see every motherfucker just.
Bro, I fake didn't even speak to them, nigga. I just kind of gave him the nod, like, yeah.
That's all you gotta do, bro. Their reaction is speaking.
Stop playing with me, like stop. Basically, like stop playing with me, bro. Y'all
told y'all motherfuckers stop playing with me. Yeah, stop out here.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, that's the best.
So, Mari, you sent me this shit.
Yes, sir.
I had no fucking idea.
Yes.
And let me, full disclosure, before you get into it, I couldn't stand Bull.
Mm-hmm. Right? No, I mean, yeah, that's kind of across the board.
I mean, listen, there's about five or six athletes in the history of the athletic world that I'm like, yo, on some man shit, like I would never want to meet this person because I would be disrespectful and that motherfucker would be like, yo, I'm a man first, and I would understand because I was just disrespectful. But uh-huh. Like, I gotta be disrespectful. Yeah. Michael motherfucking Irvin off top. Like, I can't.
We losing recipes.
Dog, fucking Antoine Walker. And okay. I met Antoine. I met Antoine Walker, my poops. I met Antoine Walker, and yo, dog, if I ever see ball, I promise you, it's on site. I'm covering All-Star Weekend in New York. I'm staying in the hotel. I'm at whatever floor. I'm going down. Elevator, it's just me on this bitch. Elevator door opens. Bing! 6'8", 300-some-pound Antoine Walker walk on the elevator, and it's just us two. Man, when I tell you, I ain't do shit. Why would I? He's 6'8", 3-something. I'm little. I used to be a big motherfucker. This motherfucker big as shit. I stood on the other side of the elevator, and it was just like, yo, you, in my mind, talking to me, yo, you was a bitch, dog. Like, you talked all that shit. You talked all that shit, fam. So, but Twan, a couple other people.
Why do you hate Twan so much? Because the Celtics?
So, I hate the Celtics off top, right? I couldn't fuck with them. But there was the Sixers that went to the finals, and then they played Boston that next year in the playoffs. And this was the game where Twan was shimmying.
Oh, my God,
Paul,
yeah.
Him and Paul Pierce had like eight, ten threes.
They was like back-to-back
shit.
Threes. Every time they came on the court, they was hitting the three, yeah.
And Al Iverson, like, legit my favorite athlete of all time. And it was hurt. It was like we got so close. And then in my mind, I was like, yo, we right back at it. And then these two fuckers came out of nowhere and took us out. So I just didn't like the shimmying, bro. Like, it was cutting deep.
He was going
deep.
Crazy.
So,
yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. I have, like, he's homie probably cool as fuck. I know how I felt at that moment. And I just like, yo, man, like, I could never really fuck with dude. Like I just couldn't do it because just what it is.
Off the
like,
strength,
I,
yeah.
Like, when I worked at ESPN, and if I would have met Michael Irvin, because he was on the other side, if I had to work on it, I would have had to tell him off top, yo. Yo, it's Eagles Nation over here, fam. Like, I just gotta let you know. Like, however we gonna carry it, we gonna carry it. But this is Eagles time over this bitch. I'm sorry, Mark. No.
It's all good. But what Jerv is talking about, what sent him to that whole rant right there, is Paul Pierce's statement to ESPN, right? And this was something that I caught just randomly, like on the humble. I caught it and I said, yo, we got to talk about this. So, as you guys all know, or maybe if you missed it, a while back. Maybe it's been a couple months now, right? Paul Pierce was let go from his position at ESPN when he posted a not-so-safe-for-work type of IG Live, I guess you want to call it, trying to be safe about this.
That he got fired.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a long time. He wasn't sniffing coke and doing nothing crazy.
Yeah, he wasn't disrespecting the four letters. It was just he was chilling.
And he was naked, dancing around. Like, the ladies was clothed and all of that.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought they took it a little too far.
Yeah. Apparently he did too, and he had his own thoughts about this. And he said, at ESPN, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I got it. What is this? I don't want to say this wrong.
Is that
Ethereum?
Ethereum, yeah.
Ethereum. Let's call it. Let me start. At ESPN, I don't need you. I got Ethereum Max. I made more money with this crypto in the past month than I did with y'all in a year. Truth, in all capital letters, shall set you free. Then he made like two little like fake drunk crazy faces. My own boss. This is what he said to them. I didn't expect that. But I respect it. I respect the hell out of it because he said it publicly. It happened publicly. He handled it publicly. I respect it.
Hey, bro, he's not behind. He played in the league. He was behind. You had to be a certain way in the league. Mm-hmm. And he played. He worked at ESPN. He got a. You know, they want you to carry yourself because you don't have to do a motherfucking thing. But they want you to carry yourself a certain way because you represent the company.
Right.
He ain't got nothing to worry about no more. Now you about to see. Now we really about to see
the truth.
He is like
no pun intended.
The real motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing with me with that statement is like. If they wouldn't have fired you, you wouldn't have put that out.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't have been like, yeah, I'm my own boss. I'm my, yeah, like, come on.
So, he hurt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like one of them shits like 3 months after you got fired from any job. Man, fuck that job.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Job you got fired from. 3 months later, man, fuck that job, man. I ain't need you. I made more money.
Nah, that's facts. So two more things on the docket for the quick hits before we get to the show. You know what I'm saying? So one of these For both of you guys, I guess for me too, because this was kind of, you know, in the past, not so much in the present, but
say that one.
So let's do the other one first then.
Yeah.
What is your favorite jersey from the throwback era? From that era, like I want to say '02-ish, '02-'03-ish.
I can't go further back. It could be any throwback.
It's your favorite. Yeah, your favorite.
Yeah, jersey. Yeah. So it ain't gotta be like any throwback ever.
That '02 range was around where everybody was really.
Yeah, because seeing that y'all got you got your Eagles joining on, he got his Giants joining on. I gotta say the old Houston Oilers joint.
Oh man, yeah, okay. That's a classic.
Like, the old Houston Oilers is a classic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like the whole everything about it, from the color scheme to the oil well shit, like you know what
I'm saying? Ooh,
that's hard. You know, that was hard. What's another one? I like the Grizzlies one, but not the Grizzlies one with the bear with the ball in it. The one that just said grit.
They like, just say what? Oh, you said with the black jersey with the
Grizzlies. Like it didn't have the bear on it.
I got
those
you.
Are too. Like they like I like those. This is a throwback, but it was only worn like maybe like I think for like a special occasion or whatever. But the Chicago Bulls got a green jersey with the red trim.
Yeah.
Like around the Derrick Rose era.
Like I think it was the St. Patrick's Day joints that they put out.
Those was ill.
Ooh, yeah, them shits was hard.
Let me see. I gotta give a baseball one. Matter of fact, just for you, Jer, the old school sky blue Phillies.
I fuck with them Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a whole Phillies like
Schmidt, even the Mike Schmidt and them the Phillies,
like just the old school Phillies, like you could pretty much any color, the light blue one, the red one, like however you wanted to do it with the old school P on it and all of that.
Yeah,
those are.
Yeah, that's just I had a whole old school Philly like jogging suit with that. It was the blue, and then it had like the burgundy P on it, and like the you know the sweatpants too. It had like the burgundy lining going down like. That shit was fire. My favorite basketball jersey was the Kobe MPLS joint, light blue with the yellow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember it was a dude in high school who really like showed his true colors. He saw me with it in the hallway. He was like, "Yo, like, you know that jersey fire? Yo, that's Kobe college jersey." And I was like, I just stood there and I looked at him like, for one, Cole, find me the footage of Kobe in college, first of all.
Yeah, please.
And two, like, son, like, why would you, if you didn't, like, why would you even ask somebody that shit? Like, you should have just probably went home and been like, did the knowledge on that. Like, I didn't really know what that was about. Yeah, I don't know. Basketball easily
you
is that.
Said, yeah. You should have said,
yeah. Yeah, right. You know, yeah, you're right. In hindsight, I should have.
Go look it up.
Google it. Google it, motherfucker.
I want to say in football, it was something about the Vikings jersey that just always did it for me, the Randy Moss joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the, you know, maybe it's because of just who Moss was, the way the lettering looked, the big Viking logo on the side and all that. And the, you know what I mean? Like, just, yeah, the all-purpose, like, that shit was ill to me. Like, it was just a super, super ill jersey. I'm trying to think of another one. Like, I guess maybe my other one would be another basketball joint, but it'd be the Milwaukee Bucks with the big deer on the joint.
Big deer on it?
Yeah, like those. Yeah. Oh my god! Like when I saw the jersey, I thought it was the illest shit I ever seen in my life. Like I was like, yo, is that real? Like they really, you know what I mean? I see the foot. Like
the only thing with that jersey, because I always liked seeing the players on it, but I never wanted one.
Yeah.
Like, it a big deal. Like, well,
that shit is fire. That shit is fire. Man.
I was like, oh, that was.
What you was on, Jerv?
So for me, I really fuck with them. The Hornets jerseys. So I had a rest in peace, Bobby Phils. I got a jersey. So I was really into. I like to think I was a little bit ahead. I cheated the game back in the day when jerseys was popping. Before everybody realized, like, that you can actually get shit made through NBA.com as long as it was the same shit. So I had a Bobby Fields jersey made, like, post everything on some, like, respect shit. And then I had a when Iverson wore the Dr. J, the number 6 in the All-Star game, went to Nike.com. That, as soon as I saw it, had that joint made. I had that shit, and so I really fucked with I fucked with that era or whatever. But I don't really wear too many jerseys that aren't Philly.
Did you have the teal Charlotte ones or the pinstripe Charlotte?
I had the teal one. It was teal. I didn't have a white one or whatever. I had the teal one, but with the pinstripes though.
The purple joint,
they Jones with it because they were still rocking them back then. I think that Charlotte jersey is probably like the coldest shit, like ever.
Yeah, that shit, it's up there. It's definitely up there.
Like,
to me,
that jersey just screams summertime. Like, you know what I'm saying? You somewhere. You know what I mean? You somewhere where you either supposed to or you not, but you're having a motherfucking good ass time. Mm-hmm. The weather's nice or whatever. So yeah, that's legit. Probably my favorite jersey ever is that Charlotte little colorway.
Yeah, I know another one I had too was the Jordan, the when they did the Bullets joint though, like with the red, white, and blue. You know what I'm saying? Like when he was on the Wizards and they did the Bullets. I had that.
That's hard.
I mean, red, white, and blue. That was, you know, and again that was like the Dipset era too. So it's like red, white, and blue. Anything was like, yeah, this is going to work no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just what it is. You know, and
they jerseys became weird when they twisted the Wizards, bro.
Yeah.
Especially when they had when they actually had like the stupid wizard.
Talking about like the gold shit. It was holding up something.
I think that's like John Wall in them era. Like
the it's Gilbert. Early, I think like Gil- I know Gilbert. Gilbert yeah, yeah. It was like the tail end of Gilbert going into the war era.
Yeah. I think
when Wall got there, they went to the all like royal blue or whatever that was. They went to those with just wizards across the him and Nick Young and all of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, yeah. And so now, you know, the question Jerv been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all been waiting for. I know y'all finna have fun with this one. Favorite strain of weed, past and present, or you could do past or present, however you want to do it. What's your favorite joint?
For me, I guess it would depend on the era because it changes even past and present. Because like say, in, like, the late, like, 90s or whatever, mm-hmm. like, chocolate was the shit, like in New York. Like, yeah, so,
I
like,
remember that chocolate. I remember chocolate.
Yeah. I remember I was going to a spot in Harlem, and, like, I turned the corner, and I walked to it was, like, inside of, like, a grimy, it was like a bodega. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, as I'm walking in, Sprewell had just got traded to the Knicks, like, less than a week, like he hadn't even played a game yet. I'm walking into the spot, Spree's walking out of the spot, I'm a Golden State fan, so he was my favorite player.
Yeah, all day.
Oh, you just got here, you already know the spots.
That's love.
That's crazy.
That man did his homework. That's good. That's good thinking. Yo. Yeah, I remember chocolate. I remember Zona, but I like my favorite joint probably is Blue Cheese. It's something about Blue Cheese. I really fool with it. But I remember the first time I ever smoked haze.
When I
tell you what the first time I ever smoked purple haze, it was. The first time I ever smoked that shit, bro, we was at a table. We all was smoking that shit. It was the smoothest shit I ever tasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause like, you know, we went from Reggie to Dro to Zona and like different things like chocolate, you know, cause I'm in college. Chocolate, all that shit started popping out. Everybody coming from the North bringing shit down. You know what I'm saying? But when I hit that haze the first time, man, it was smooth. And bro, we just sat around the table and everybody was just laughing. Like,
haze is great.
No crazy shit. Yeah,
haze is great. Like,
I know it's crazy because that's what.
To this day, if you give me haze and like a gallon of water, I can get through like a million hours of work. Like, I wouldn't even know. Like,
yeah,
Like, what time can be 3-4 in the morning? Like, I'm up. Like, that shit, that's good weed to work. That, like, that's a good to work on.
Yeah, I had my time like back when I used to smoke when I was younger. When I got introduced to it, I'm gonna tell you though, I made the mistake of not realizing that I hung around homies who smoke very, very good weed. And yeah. I had like virgin lungs. So my man, one of my mans, rest in peace, my man Juice, he was like heavy out. He had family out in Cali, right? Cali roots. He went to school out in Cali, all that. So he used to get it over here, yeah, back to the city, to Detroit. And he bought some shit one time called Stress or something. It was something like that. Listen, dog. We went down. We went to my man crib. Matter of fact, to my man's sister crib. We down there chilling. We watching. I want to say we was watching Belly. Like, this is not like when Belly first came out. I was like 11 when Belly first came out. We talking about like it was like years later. But they used to watch Belly all day, every day, just on the loop. So we watching this. We teenagers and shit. And all I know is I'm sitting there and we put on Asiatic, the AZ shit, right? So it's around that era. Like Asiatic is out. We listening to the album, and I realized that at a certain point, all I could hear was AZ's voice. I couldn't hear nothing else that was going on around me. I was so fucking high, like, just sitting there, like, zoning out. Just all I could hear is AZ, and I'm just sitting there like, dog. When I realized I was high, I got up, and I did the age-old thing where I went and splashed water on my face, thinking it was going to help me. And it just, I just had, my face was just wet. I was just still high. Like, it was just, that shit didn't work at all. So, that, I did smoke purple before. Absolutely, I smoked purple before, and I want to say that was the best high I probably ever had in my entire life. Definitely. Like, easily the best high I ever had in my life.
Sour, I mean, I'll tell you, sour, and
I never smoked sour. I never got a chance to smoke sour.
Nah, bro. I used to go to Harlem, my damn self. My man had a spot. He would go up there, whatever. He put me onto the spot. I went up there, and I can get my sour at the bottom, and I can get my perk at the top.
Yeah,
when,
yeah.
When I tell you, bro, like, you know, I always say it's a fake New York Philly rivalry that New York don't give two shits about. And it's just because Philly like feel like it's some little brother type shit, yeah. Like, type shit. But I talk a lot of shit about all types of other shit, but that, I tip my cat. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, you know, I'm bugging.
You can't smoke sour in the morning.
Yeah, you know what? No, I'm bugging. No. I smoked sour one time and one time only because when I did smoke it,
sour is my night.
I really took a couple pulls, like the shit I said about Mellow. I really only had probably a couple pulls of that shit, and I was like, nah, hold on, like, that ain't regular. That's not something that's just some regular. Something you supposed to just be out here walking around just doing, like, it's no way. Yeah, that was it. It was one time only.
You have a bug and that shit'll smell up your whole apartment.
Yeah, listen, dog. But
that was all cushion gelato.
Zaza, what they everybody saying? What they got?
hey, Poobs, I found out how crazy sour stick to you when I was coaching AAU basketball.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, fuck.
Oh shit. But, you know, but being that we got Poobs on, man, you know, I definitely want to, you know, for those who don't know, for those who may not be familiar with Poobs, you know, with, like, what's the, let's talk about, like, just your background, you know what I mean, how you got into just music, period, you know what I mean? Like how did you get into it? What's your earliest memory of, like, getting into it or falling in love with it, anything?
Well, like, when I was coming up, in New York, when I was, it was like say it was like I was like a little kid outside in the streets, and I would watch like people break dancing and, like, you know what I'm saying, walking around with rolled up pieces of linoleum so that they could backspin on it and all that type of shit. So that like all that type of shit drew my attention. And then I heard EPMD. I heard and I fell in love with the whole crew, like, you know what I'm saying, like, from their beats to like the songs, all of that shit, and like, and from there, the hood I was living in, like up the hill, like I lived at the bottom of the hill, Styles lived at the top of the hill, you know what I'm saying, and then like on like like around the corner was a older dude named PK that made beats, and he used to make beats for a local artist at the time. Like, I was a kid, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, 8, 9, 10. And he was making beats for a local artist named DMX. And then, like, talk of the town, you know what I mean? So, like, DMX was having, like, battles with, like, people from across town and shit like that. And, like, the word was just getting out, like, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, from, like I said, like, I lived at the top of the hill. Styles lived at the, I mean, I lived at the bottom of the hill. Styles lived at the top of the hill. On the other side of the hill is X's hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like if you went to the
bottom,
you know what I'm saying? That was X's hood. You know what I'm saying? Kiss lived about a mile, like you didn't have to make a left or a right. If you just walked like half a mile straight, you would see, like, you got the Kiss's hood. You know what I'm saying?
This is where insane.
You know, so like we all grew up like right around that area. And like I said, I was a kid, but like X was like the shit in the town. And this was like at the time in hip hop, like KRS-One was like the best, probably. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know, to a lot of people, KRS-One was probably like the best.
Got you.
In Yonkers, DMX was the best.
Got you. Got you. So it's you, Styles, Kiss, X, everybody's that close. So you, Styles, and Kiss have been knowing each other and rocking out since y'all was about that age, or was it just like y'all knew of each other? Or like, how was that? How was that dynamic?
Well, like, Styles is a couple years older than me, so like Styles lived, we knew of each other, but I wasn't doing, like, I was a kid, I wasn't doing no music or nothing. And at the time, he was David from up the street. He wasn't Style. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So it was a little different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kiss, I didn't get to know till right after high school, because we went to different high schools. They all went to the same high school. I went to like two or three different high schools. Like, I was just bouncing around. You know what I'm saying? But the producer that the older producer we had named PK, he helped. He either produced or co-produced every beat on X's first album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so like, he was from the hood. He just lived a little, like, you know what I'm saying, on the other side of the hood. And then like two blocks away from me was my man Shock. Like he was like maybe like another year or two older than me. And he's the guy who produced Slippin' for DMX.
Ooh. You know? Classic.
And, yeah. So like, they both used to bring me to their cribs all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Shock was like I've known Shock since I was in probably like seventh grade since I was in like sixth grade and he was in like eighth grade.
Okay. You know?
And then and PK was probably already like out of high school by that time.
Okay. So so now with that, you grew up around these guys who at the time, like you said, like that's just David, you know, and then you know the producers and things like that. So at what age or what point is it where you start to really kind of get your feet in it? Like, all right, this is what I want to do, or this is something I want to try, or, you know, whatever. How did that come about?
Well, from young, I had started like everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wrote rhymes and shit like that. So I started with doing that. and then my people that made beats would always come to me with their beats and like ask me what I thought of this or what I thought of that. And seeing the people around me, seeing PK being right from my hood, like getting on with Rough Riders, and then seeing my man making beats or whatever, kind of like, and then like me going to their cribs and like either rapping or like helping them like with beats or whatever, like because I would just be there I'd be sitting around my man like while he would make beats and like everybody at some point just gets tired or you get blocked or whatever, you don't do nothing. And I would just, I've never played nothing at the time.
Yeah.
So I would just like, be like, all right, see that piano? And I would hum it. Like I'd hum a melody and then he'd play it. And then I'd tell him to like switch it to like, you know what I'm saying? A harp or a trumpet or whatever. And then I'd hum another melody, like to play that instrument. You know what I'm saying? And I would do that every single day. You know what I'm saying? So then, eventually they just was like, yo, you got the shit. Just sit here. You know what I mean? And then, like, it took a million hours, you know what I'm saying? And, while everybody was outside chilling, I would call the whole hood and be like, yo, come to the studio, come to the studio. Because everybody, you know what I'm saying? The whole hood would rap. But no, I swear to God, nobody would ever show up. Like, if they met, I'd be like, yo.
How serious was you taking, like you said, you know you got the melody, the people around you is noticing, like, okay, obviously got some talent, but like, how serious did you take rap? Was rap just kind of a thing to do just because you're young and everybody else do it?
Like at first, like the only the only goal I ever had with this whole like music thing and whatever, the only goal I swear to God I ever had was I wanted my name to be on the back of the thank yous and on the credits on the album.
For those who don't know right now, you know, there was a time where they sold these things called CDs and even cassettes. And, you know, for me personally, I would get the CD, I would open the book to read who did what on what song and, you know, the thank yous that they got, the shout outs and stuff like that. So what he's talking about is that right there. Like, that was a real thing, real thing.
Yeah, like that's all. That was my only goal. Like,
that's fire.
You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be on the shout. I didn't want to be on the producer credit or nothing. I just wanted to be on the shout out credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was doing. I was working on like on music or whatever, but I still had a side jobs. You know what I'm saying? I had my own crib when I was like 19 in the hood. You know what I'm saying? And not from no hustling or doing nothing like that. I worked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just to clear that up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to sound like I'm crazy and I was doing shit I wasn't doing. You know? I don't care about young, but because I had a job, I was working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was working at a check cashing place. You know what I'm saying? And
CD Central. That was Mixtape Central. Check cashing spots. Oh my God.
Yes.
And my man came in one day while I was working. And he held the back of Eve's first album up to the window. He's like, "Yo, you fucking did it, yo! You know what I'm saying?" She shouted you out.
Ooh, that was Eve's album. Was the first album?
Was my first album.
That's crazy.
That's love, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's love.
And I was working at Rough Rider Studio, but I wasn't engineering or none of that. Like I said, my man had got signed for Slipping. And me and him were working every day, like, you know what I'm saying? And Rough Riders knew that. But they also knew that I had bills. So, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I can't do this producing shit and get paid whenever I do a beat. I just started doing beats. I need, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now.
So they brought me into the studio, and I was, like, answering phones and fucking, like, writing down bullshit or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was just doing that. But me and Eve got kind of cool from that. Like every time she came in, like we'd kick it. You know what I'm saying? So then I was at the other job and they was like, "Yo," my man came in. He was like, "Yo, you did it, man." Eve shouted you out on her album. You couldn't tell me nothing.
That's insane. So
no, that's real.
So when you see that, when you see that right there, and you like, "All right, she shouted me out," like.
Yeah, but I still didn't take it serious. Like I was still flirting with her or whatever, but I was still working. Then like me and my man, his name is Shock or whatever, we had kind of you know what I'm saying, just working regular shit. Like we had like maybe like a few months passed where we didn't really see each other. And now I was working at like at a Home Depot. You know what I'm saying? I was working at Home Depot. And he came in the Home Depot to buy some shit. And he seen me working there, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Slipping shit had came out and like it was a big record and all that. And he seen me working at Home Depot and was like, "Yo, my nigga, you don't need to be working here no more." You know what I'm saying? and I left. And that was it. That was my last
day. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, That's ill how the universe sets shit up, because that's what I was just about to ask. Like, did it make you kind of want to take it serious? You know, but for that to connect, you know, for those dots to connect like that, I think is perfect. So we get here, right? You know, you got the Eve shout out. You reconnect with your man. He like, "Yo, you know, you don't need to be doing this no more. So now at this point, you like you have no choice but to take it serious. So like, where's your mindset now? Is it is this? It's still Rough Riders, I'm assuming. So like, is it the locks? Like, is it that, or is it just like you still just bouncing around, just kind of doing just whatever they need you to do, however.
Yeah. So like we're doing that. So again, like I'm still kind of new and young at it or whatever. So I'm still like working on my craft and building my craft or whatever. So then like she like had came because our studio was about a mile away from like the studio that me and Shock had ended up being D Block Studios, but it's like a mile away from Rough Rider Studio.
Okay.
So like we like Sheik and Styles had started like, you know what I'm saying, I came by there a couple times. And I was just really at first I was just picking out beats. Like I would be there telling them like, yo, if you rap on this, you kill it. You know what I'm saying? Or like, yo, spit on this beat, you kill it. You know? And you know what I'm saying? So then like me doing that enough times let them kind of understand like I like his ear, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he gets my like Cause like I'll tell you to rap on a beat and then tell him to rap on a completely different beat. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. but that beat is for you and that beat is like so they just started to get like he has a good ear for this. You know,
gotcha.
So then because they already had engineers there and there was producers there. There was you know like there was like a whole bunch of people that was in the room that was all like had more credit than me and that was all. Whatever to me, like, you know what I'm saying? They all had like more than me or whatever. But while they were scared to say anything or while they just wouldn't like whatever, I'll be there and be like, that shit is whack.
Yeah. See, and I was just about to ask, like, where did that confidence come from? Because like you said, there's people that's in there probably more accomplished, probably got a bigger name or whatever. But like, where did that come from? Where you were just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just say something. Cause you know, it is what it is. Like where did that come from?
That just came from just being being outside every day.
I got you.
And, you know what I'm saying? And just like, if I'm in this room, like, and I'm not going to be here just to be quiet. I could.
Yeah. I'm here for a reason. Yeah. They got me here for a reason.
Like if I'm like, I could have just been on the block with everybody else. If I'm just going to stay here and be quiet. That was my whole, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, and then, like, what's somebody gonna say? Like, get out the room. All right, I'm just trying to tell y'all, hey, got to do this, yo. You know what I'm saying? All right, yeah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, and then like, I don't really have a good filter anyway. So like, I'll just blurt shit out anyway because it makes me laugh.
Nah, but you need that though because it's like when you're dealing with you know when you're dealing with these type of personalities and this music and it's on this type of level, like you have to have somebody around that's going kind of break the tension and be like, he said what? And it's like, whatever, it's going to spark a thought. Somebody going to think twice and be like, well, shit, maybe that's what it is, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like, whether it be like something like that or you could be in the booth and you'll say a word that ain't a word or say a word or mispronounce it or use it in the wrong way. And I'll be like, yo, that's not it. Like, I think you meant to say this or, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you might want to change that because, you know what I'm saying? You don't, like, whatever. So, like all the little shit that I would say was, or, like 9 times out of 10, if we're in a room, right, and, like, somebody say something and everybody's like, yeah. I'm looking around like what do you mean? Like how is everybody here? Yeah, like, that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I know crazy. It's like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that ain't it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they just got used to me doing that type of shit and just being.
Yeah, and so do you think that that's what made you kind of become like a fixture, like you became the staple in like that, you know, in that camp, and it's like,
yeah, because like I said, like if you look at day one and like everybody that was in the room, and then you look at like the last day and who's in the room. I was never supposed to be the last person standing.
I got you.
Like, if you, from day one, you'd have looked at a million other people, like, you know what I'm saying? And be like, yo, that's cool, but You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody over here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but like, yeah. So, like, just me pretty much just
being you, really, being, is what it sounds like. Yeah. So, at what point did the dots connect with, like, the locks? Because, like you said, you grew up in, like, Styles is David from down the block. Kiss is over here, you know, and everything. Everybody's kind of scattered out. But obviously they are, like, friends. They, like, I guess, like, much better friends at the time. And they're working together and stuff like that. So when did the dots connect? And then you probably all brought it together. Like, oh, shit, yeah, I live down the block from you. And I live over here. Like, what was that like?
I mean, that all came, like, because, like with me anyway, like, and, like, I played, like, growing up, I've been outside since I was, like, five. Like, and not to glorify it, and not to say that I was even, I'm not saying I was hustling since I was five and none of that. I'm just a kid that was always outside.
Like, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, outside.
No, we can't, we grew up, yeah.
That's the era, you was outside. Era. You went outside. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The street lights is on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like I'm down the street playing this over here with them, and if there's nothing going on there, then I'm on another street playing with a bunch of people over there, and then growing up just playing basketball for this league, or baseball for that league, or football for that league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you didn't know me, your man knew me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even when you met me, it was like, oh yeah, yo, you don't know pool? So it was like, yo, you know, so like, it all kind of really just was all just real natural. So like, it never was really a day where it was like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
I got you.
It was just like,
that makes sense. That makes sense, because that even like that,
and like with and what kind of made me stand out more than everybody else is, and like when I compare it to that room that I was talking about before. Nobody else had that. Where it was like, you all know, like, you know them from name or reputation or whatever, and you don't know me, but all your mans know me and fuck with me.
Right.
Nobody you know knows
that
them.
Counts. That shit counts when you around some real people. That shit counts, you know, a lot when you, yeah.
It's like, no, that matters. Knows them. All you know them for is reputation and whatever they do. With me, you don't know me, but everybody you talk to would be like, oh, you don't know him? Yeah, well, I fuck with him from this. This school, that we did that, whatever. So it became real easy to fuck with me, because when you see me chilling, all your friends, I'm laughing and telling jokes with them. So it's like, oh.
Like, who was this? Yeah, word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That got to be an ill experience to be sitting around, like, the locks, and everybody else is like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, you, like, hold on. You, I know him from this. That's crazy. So speaking of them, you know what I mean? Like talking about the locks, like, when did it start to become, like, their thing to be, like, because that's how I got introduced to you. I'm, full disclosure, like, it was, you know, I'm listening to Kiss mixtapes, I'm listening to Styles, and it's like, they would always say, yo, Poobs, or they'd be like, Poobs, light up, or Poobs, and I'm like, Poobs must be somebody, bro. Like, he has to be somebody who's, like, he has to be. So I'm like, and I was thinking, like, maybe the nigga don't even exist, like, because they just saying the name, like, they just saying it. So, like, yeah. You know, that was my introduction to you. So have you ever been, and maybe we had a conversation kind of like this a while back, but have you ever been in a situation where they knew your name but didn't know your face, or like they was like probably talking about Poobs and they didn't know it was you?
All the time. All the time. Like one of the things I'm actually really proud of is people respect the name, right, or the word or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, because of the work ethic behind it, you know what I'm saying? Nothing else. You just know you heard it on so much shit that you like that it must be something good.
It gotta be, yeah.
Every time I hear it, I like it.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. I don't know nothing. I just know when I hear it.
I know I like it, yeah.
I know I like it.
Some of my favorite, most of my favorite Jadakiss songs, Style songs, whatever, just the locks, period, Sheik, everybody, it got a Poobs reference in it, got a Poobs callback in it. Yo, Poobs! And it's like, yo, so you're connected that way through history forever, because it's like, if somebody's favorite freestyle is, oh, when Kiss spit on this one shit, he probably said your name, or, yeah, you know, this song or whatever.
And, that, And that really just came from, I mean, it was nothing really behind it. It was just, I was doing so much work that they just wanted to give it a shout out, I guess. You know what I'm saying? They just wanted to acknowledge it, you know what I'm saying, on record, because they seen, because for a long time, like I'm a tell, like when you come to the studio, I already got a whole bunch of shit for you to rap to. You know what I'm saying?
And
a lot of times, like there's a lot of freestyles that we rap to where there really was no instrumental for it. I made it. So like
that's hard.
And like I've had a lot of producers who made it shit be like, yo, where'd you get, like how'd you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I just redid what you did. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Stretch the game out, extra name out.
Or I chop it up in a way where it's like your beat was cool, but I really just like this part. So we just gonna flip this part, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know what I'm saying? So, so between like me telling them what the beat was, flipping the beat, recording it, mixing it, you know what I'm saying? And doing everything in between.
Yeah,
it was like you know what I'm saying? They started shouting it out, but. Like I wasn't, I'm still not. Like I don't go nowhere. I'm in. You catch me? I'm in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, talk about
check this out, because I've been places. All right, so you know, like in Yonkers, we have a word like that's half, and it kind of means everything. It's kind of like how my beat would say done at the end of every sentence, right? So I've been places, and Styles told me that this has happened to him before, but he was like, yo, you got to come out with me because this shit is crazy. So we like deep out in Long Island somewhere or some shit like that. And some kids approached him or whatever, so they start talking to him. So they put pools at the end of every sentence the way it was done. So it was like, yeah, pool, so da-da-da-da-da.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They was using it like that, right? So I'm standing right next to Styles. So Styles is laughing, right? So he's like, yo, I try to tell you this crazy. So then he taps the kid and he's like, yo, this is Pools right here, right? The kid took it to mean like he's cool too.
he didn't put it together. Oh, that's crazy.
And he just continued with his conversation. Boom, boom, boom. So I was just, it was crazy. But it was hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So, boom, put me on, right? Like, so he told you prior to, like, or did he give you a hint prior to this?
No, he told me to him before.
All right. So, like, when he told you, like, this happened to you before, like, what was your thought? Like, you thought,
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
Like, yeah, I was like, whatever, all right, whatever. I ain't get it. Then I saw it, and I'm hearing it, and it was like.
He said, this Poobs too, and he's like, oh, he cool? All right, cool, yeah, this Poobs, all right, Poobs.
Yo, that's the part for me, because the youngest like, oh, you know, he cool then, all
right. Like, yeah, that's Poobs too, yeah.
It's this one way for him. He can't even comprehend that you, that's wild. That's super ill,
like, you know, but that's what happens when you become a part of hip hop culture in a way. Like I said before, the way I'm introduced to you, I'm like, yo, does he even exist? Because they just keep saying Pools. I've never even seen him. Like, what's the, you know, so that, you know, for everything to come full circle. And now, like, Pools is somebody who we be talking about betting on basketball and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about that later for Pools. Get out of here. But talk about, like, the dynamic of, just like being around like the Locks and like watching them kind of work, or like what it's like seeing them work. Cause we listen to the music, we hear the final product, but what is it like, you know, studio sessions with them? And you know, cause I'm sure that they do most of their work in person because it's like more of a family type of thing. And you know, but just talk about that dynamic.
I mean, it's cool as shit. I mean, like one, they all have like their own schedules at a time of the day when they like to work or whatever. But you know, I mean, it's a lot of weed. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of weed. When Kiss is there, a lot of weed when Styles is there, and a lot of Hennessy when Sheik is there.
Rightfully so. the music sounds like that. Rightfully so.
Yeah. but it's cool. I mean, Styles is probably the most unusual and person that producers have told me they've ever worked with, because like like Styles or like if you don't know Styles, Styles will make a producer feel like shit, kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, my name ain't for your mouth, cousin.
You know what I'm saying? Because like like Styles will come into to like a studio session. The producer like have it set, like the beat set up, he's been working on this shit for hours or whatever, boom, boom, boom. He's expecting Styles to like get amped up and like start writing some shit or whatever. Styles will walk into the studio, get on the couch, and go to sleep. Right?
Wait, like on you talking about like on some, this is just the way he move, or he just like setting the tone on some.
Yeah, he's gonna do this like 8 out of 10 times.
Okay.
Like,
the only other the ninth and the tenth time is because he's in a rush, like so he don't got time to do it. He don't got time to take it.
So that's what you gotta understand. Hilarious. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he gonna go there. Now there's been so many times, right? Like I like to make beats like in the headphones, like so I start playing in my headphones until I feel I got something, and then I'll hear it in the speakers. So like he'll come in and like, you know what I'm saying, and again, like he'll be asleep. So I'll have it playing out loud, but I also have a set of headphones playing or whatever. And I'm hit, like I'll hear somebody talking, you know what I'm saying? So I'll like take the headphones off, be like, look over, and he's asleep. You know what I'm saying? A couple minutes later, boom, I hear somebody talking. He's asleep. You start paying attention, he's rhyming. He'll wake up and go straight into the booth.
That's crazy. Oh.
Ew, that's ill.
That's super ill.
It's crazy.
What is Kiss like, what is his thing? Like, so Styles is gonna come fall asleep on, you know, your session and all that.
Yeah.
First. What is Kiss like known for, or like his thing when he comes to the studio?
I mean, Kiss is just gonna sit Kiss have the beat on loop for, cause like Kiss will like he's pretty much just gonna sit there and smoke and what, like he'll like, because a lot of times with Kiss, like the studio will be a lot more full than it will be, like, you know what I'm saying, otherwise. And after a while, like it's amazing how like he can get, like he could be in the middle of chaos and like you would think he's not you. You'll see him, you'll think he's not even paying attention, and the whole time he's soaking up everything. Like, if anybody said anything slick or crazy, like while y'all was chilling or whatever, like you'll hear it turn up in something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there was anything that made him like laugh, like he's like a sponge. Like, he just soaks up anything that he thinks is fly and or like,
and then put it in the rhyme, yeah.
And the next thing you know, like he'll have a rhyme like for it. Like, the shit is like, it's
that's
ill,
crazy. You know? It gotta be ill to watch that type of process, like you said. Like, he's sitting around you, like, nah, ain't no way he, like, not necessarily focused, but you like, nah, he ain't thinking of nothing or whatever. He's chilling. And then you hit a Drew and you like, damn, like, this creative process is like completely different. So Styles needs more like a, his own time type of like, all right, cool. Let me sit back and do this. Kiss can exist in the chaos. So I'm going to assume Sheik is more so like, I don't give a fuck. I can't rap. Let's just do it. Like, is that what Sheik is like?
Yeah, like, it depends. Because most of the time when Sheik comes in, he already has his rhyme. Like, he already knows, you know what I'm saying? So he can just pretty much function like however, because he's not there to.
It makes sense.
Right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? He already got it. So he just like, whatever's going on, cool. Like, I'm gonna get this working.
Yeah. Cause Sheik is usually the one that's like on the move and shit too, I heard, because I listened to a couple interviews and they was like, we'll look up and Sheik could be out somewhere with Ghostface, just getting a bag with Ghostface, or he'll be out doing something that we like, yo, where you at? He's like, oh, I'm out of town, I'll be there next to tomorrow. And it's like, huh? Like, when you leave? And he's like, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
All right. That's so ill about Styles, dog. I never knew Styles was falling asleep on the couch before he could be recorded. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Nah, Styles is ill for that, man.
It's the illest shit, yo. But cause mad producers be like, yo, does he not fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? Word up. They'll be like, yo, does he not fuck with me or something? I'll be like, nah, you good, yo. This
is just him. Yeah.
Just keep moving the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Just how, and I yeah.
And I've told producers who've been in that situation that have caught feelings, I'd be like, yo, if I wasn't there, I'd be like, yo, did you keep the beat on loop? They'd be like, nah, he was asleep, so I stopped it. I'd be like, oh, you fucked it up.
Yeah, you fucked the vibe up. Yeah.
You fucked it up.
Yeah, nah, that's super ill. So talk about the, you know, because we've had conversations before, you know, about sports betting. And I, you know, jumped on the clubhouse with you and, you know, and all that. So talk about the Live Dogs Lounge, like how you came up with it, the concept of it, and just kind of, you know, what you doing with it? Like, what's going on with it?
Yeah. Thanks for even asking. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and my man, Snipe Life.
You know, shout out to Snipe. Real quick, if y'all don't know Snipe, if you ever listen to Snipe, you would swear to God you was talking to Jadakiss. I swear on everything I love, bro. I jumped on the clubhouse with Pools. I was sitting outside my daughter's school, bro. Jumped on the clubhouse with Snipe and Pools, and we was talking about betting that day. You know what I'm saying? I think I gave him a winner, too. I think I'm pretty sure. If you go on the archives, I gave him a winner that day. And I heard Snipe talking. I was like, I almost text Pools like, yo, is this Kiss under some alias shit or something, dog? Like this, but nah, but go ahead though, bro.
Yeah. So we've been fucking with sports band for like probably since at least like 2012, 2013 or whatever. You know, and like me and him and I gotta put Kiss in it too, are like we've been the most probably consistent winners that I can say I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like at least like in the area. So, but like Snipe and I, like everybody would always like come to us and be like, yo, like I lost because of this one team or that one team or whatever, whatever. And it always, and every time we looked at people's tickets, wanted to be like 100, like 10 games on or 7 games on the ticket or whatever, but it's always a bunch of me. So like me and him was the only people that constantly was taking underdogs, you know what I'm saying? And just realize that the whole reason that there's a point spread is in favor of the underdog.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like the whole that it exists is for the underdog. So the fact that you keep looking at these favorites, you know what I'm saying? You don't even understand what you're doing. So so from that, like when we would see each other and greet each other, we would just say, yo, Live Dog, what up? You know what I'm saying? And that's how we always greet each other. Live Dog, what up?
I got you.
And like both y'all dogs was good. You know what I'm saying? So we would just do that. So then during the pandemic or whatever, one of the only things we could do really when sports came back is, you know what I'm saying, is like, all right, well, if sports is back, then there's income, you know what I'm saying? So then around right around Christmas, he hit me up because we had been talking about, like, for years we've been like throwing bullshit in the air, like, do a podcast, y'all. Like, we should do a podcast, or we should, you know what I'm saying, we should do it or whatever. So then, like, around Christmas, he was like, yo, like, fuck a podcast. We've been talking about that for a minute, but let's just use our platforms to just do what we do and just see what can come from it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's super ill. It's been super ill to watch y'all do it, because when I hear y'all talk about sports in general, and betting and everything, I know that y'all are really watching these games. Y'all really know what y'all talking about. Y'all talking about college games between like BYU and Miami of Ohio. Like, y'all talking about like games that nobody's looking at.
I told people take Grand Canyon.
Hey, that's crazy. Listen, if you know anything about sports betting, because I made some decent money on sports betting, right? Like, that's something I do in my spare time. And if somebody ever told me to take Grand Canyon, bro, I'm doing it.
This is in the tournament.
In the tournament, yeah.
This ain't even like a record. This means the tournament, man. Take Grand Canyon for the win.
Nah, Pools know what he's talking about, man. Because, like I said, every time I even just listen in and we just chop it up or whatever, I catch 5-10 minutes of it. The way that they're talking about it, him and Snipe, it's the passion. You can hear it because it's like they actually know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So one time I'm gonna say this. Shout out to Kiss. Kiss, I think, is, you know, I want to preface it with this because I gotta get at him. Kiss, I think, pound for pound, you can make the argument as being like the best ever. Pound for pound, you know what I'm saying? Like, not politic wise or not the records and, you know, sold or none of that type of shit. Just pound for pound, right? In my opinion, you can make that argument, him being the best. But one time, man, one weekend, I was about to put a parlay out, and I listened to Kiss, and Kiss was like, he was like, hey, I'm telling you right now, I got the lock. These the lock. He was doing the locks every week, like every Sunday. Every Sunday, if you check his page, he was doing the locks every week, right? It was with mybookie.ag, right? He was like, yo, take the Texans. They're going to win big over the Bears. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third. I was like, hey, Kiss said it. I'm rolling with it. Fuck it. This is what it is. The Texans got their ass whooped from start to finish in that game, bro. I'll never forget it, son. I would never forget it. I would never forget it.
People be hitting me up like every day. They be like, yo, let me get a lock. Let me get, you know what I'm saying? Let me get a couple locks. I tell everybody the same thing. I got three locks for you every day. Styles P, Jada Kiss, and Sheik Lou. Everything else is a gamble.
Goddamn right.
Everything else is fire, man.
Shit, but Live Dogs Lounge. You know, if you never tapped in, you can follow Poobs. Let them know for sure, like, what, you know, when how frequent y'all do it and all of that. Like let the people know so they can really tap in.
Yeah, I mean, we got a Live Dogs sports betting page on IG. You know what I'm saying? You can catch us on there or on Poobs One, Poobs, POOBSWON. We go live every afternoon, you know. The only difference would be game time. So if there's early games, then we'll go on early. You know what I'm saying? If the games don't start till 7, then we'll usually go on around, like, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But if there's noon time games, like, you know, around college time, then we'll start. Then we'll go on at like, you know what I'm saying, 9, 10 in the morning. So it all depends on game time schedule. You know, we cover basketball, college basketball, football, college football, baseball, hockey. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much cover everything. We done giving out more money than the stimulus during the pandemic.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Our track record's been pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do tons and tons of research on this. I spend hours every day on, like, you know what I'm saying, just researching these games and finding these trends and just really just studying all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? It takes me definitely a couple hours every day. You know what I'm saying? But it's worth it. It's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I love, like, the same way people would come up to me and be like, yo, I love that beat you did. I love that song you did. Or I love this or that you did. Like, hearing people come up to me now and be like, yo, I want money fucking with y'all. And,
yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? That shit is incredible. Yeah,
that shit is love.
Yeah, that shit is incredible. And so I would be remiss not to ask you this because, you know, the name of this podcast, Rap Names Podcast, you know, the name came organically. We had a conversation and I want to say it was the first episode. We listened to the first episode, the teaser and all that. Like, we talked about it, and the name came from there. And, you know, everybody know my rap name was M. Holla. My whole story, I was going to sign the Rockefeller. I knew I was going to sign the Rockefeller when I heard the Holla family shit. And I'm like, my name started with an M, is M. Holla. So, Poobs, it's an interesting name. It's a world-famous name. It's a name that me and he cool, and apparently. How did you get Poob? Like, Poob, I'm sure Poob's probably been your name your whole life. Like, where did that come from?
I mean, as soon as I came home from the hospital, that's what my dad started calling me for whatever reason.
Okay. It's one of them.
Yeah. So, gotcha. like he never explained to me why he called me that. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm making this up right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is my only assessment of it that ever made sense. But, so my dad, we came to this country from Cuba, whatever. So my dad didn't speak English, you know what I'm saying? So when I was a kid, they'd be caught, you know, watching cartoons, you know, there was cartoons. And like a lot of the cartoons that he would sit there and like watch or like see, like playing or whatever would either be Yogi Bear or Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I figured between them two, like, he kind of, like...
Poop, yeah.
Like, so, like, that's the only thing that made sense to me. Because
I got you.
Never figured it out. Like,
I got you.
God bless me.
Nah, that makes sense. Yeah, God bless, man.
But yeah, so he would call me that. And then I got an older brother. So like, you know, obviously, like, he called me that. So my brother and my sister would call me that. Then, my brother's friends come over and they hear... My, like, them calling. So as soon as I came outside,
just stick.
Poobs, yeah, that's fire.
Yeah.
It's one of them names, bro. Like, you really got one of those names that's like, it's just an ill name, because it's like, I've never heard of anybody named Pooh ever in my life before, ever. That's why it's easy to stick in somebody's head, and you hear a kid, like you said, the kids is like, oh, he Pooh too? Why, he cool? Like,
and then from there, I went to the school, like my grade school and high school, and like, it just, it's like, I've never been called by my government name ever.
That's crazy.
Like if we was in grade school together and you called my house, like, you know what I'm saying? And my mom picked up the phone without hesitation. Is Poobs there? Yeah, hold on.
Poobs. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It wasn't like, man, do I have to, like, it wasn't no like, oh, do I call you? Yeah. It was just like,
easy. Teacher's like, probably calling you Poobs, like taking attendance. Yeah. Poobs? Like, yeah, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy, you know what I'm saying? So
That's fire. That's fire. Look, man, listen, we gonna let you get up out of here, but we gotta have you back for a part two. We gotta get into like some real. I mean, like, really, we scratched the surface with this one. We kicked and we had to have you on. We got to have you back for a part two. So one of these days, man.
I told you, anytime y'all need me, man. But whatever, all y'all gotta do is just hit me, man. I'm on board all the time.
Nah, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you always, man. And as always, for everybody listening, supporting, reaching out, we want to thank you and encourage you to continue to like, subscribe, you know, retweet us, rate. Reviewers, everything, you know, tell a friend and all that. Rap Names Podcast. My mom listened to this, you know what I'm saying? Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Yeah, she listens to this. She hit me, she texted me. She said, hey, watch your mouth. You cussing on that podcast, man. I heard you. And I'm like, what you talking about? What episode you talking about? She's like, it don't even matter which one she's talking about. I'm like, which one you talking about? And she's like, the one where you said, and I'm like, oh, damn, I got you. My bad. I got you. So yeah, man. You know, it's been another episode, man. Shout out to Poobs. Thank you again for joining us, brother. We definitely gonna have you back. So, you know, for me, myself, Mari, for the headline and all that, for Jerv, we out, man.
Love y'all, man.
Peace. Yeah, love you too, bro. You already know, man. Appreciate you,
bro. Appreciate you, man.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.